During his State of the State address, Governor Tomlin proposed increasing the state's cigarette tax by 45 cents per pack to a total of $1. That increase, plus additional increases to the tax rates of other tobacco products and a new tax on e-cigarettes, would bring in an additional $78 million per year to help balance the state's budget. Tomlin says when proposing the tax, he was attempting to do two things.
What I tried to do was, in addition to raising some additional revenue that we could use to backfill our public employees' insurance fund, was to make sure that our businesses in West Virginia could still be competitive.
According to the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, of the five states bordering West Virginia, only Kentucky and Virginia would have a lower cigarette tax if the legislature approved the Senate version of the bill. That bill includes a $1 increase, putting West Virginia's total cigarette tax at $1.55. Tomlin says that could cause the state to miss out on some business as West Virginians cross state lines for cheaper rates.
And what you find out sometimes, if your tax gets too high, your people start going across the border, buying their tobacco products, but while they're there, they're buying groceries, gasoline, and other things. So it does have a negative effect.
Members of the Senate, however, moved forward with their proposal Tuesday, passing the amended bill on a 26-6 vote. During a floor speech, Democratic Senator Roman Prezioso, who proposed the additional increase, said the tax hike is about more than balancing the budget. It's about reducing the number of teens that begin smoking each year. Republican Senator Tom Tacuba was a pulmonary surgeon who agreed with Prezioso. According to a Gallup poll, West Virginia has the second highest rate of smokers at nearly 30%, and Tacuba would like to see that number drop.
There's very limited things you can do. The only thing statistically, other than education, is a increase in the tobacco tax.
But Tacuba says that increase has to be significant enough to convince a person to quit, which he believes is the case with the $1 hike. The Senate-approved bill is estimated to bring in about $115 million in additional revenue each year. For the 2016 and 2017 budgets, the extra dollars will help fill budget gaps largely caused by declining severance tax incomes. But in 2018, $40 million of the money will be dedicated to a surplus account in the Public Employees Health Insurance Agency. For Democratic Senator Bob Plymel, that connection made sense.
What this bill does is takes us a step in the right direction because, quite honestly, tobacco is a major reason why our health care costs on PEI are up. So there is a direct correlation between this and what's happening with PEIA.
The 2017 budget will be the final one Governor Tomlin proposes to state lawmakers since his term will be up in December. But for him, dedicating the funding from the tobacco tax takes away some of the flexibility built into the office of the executive.
We don't want to put more money in that fund while we're really squeezing other programs. I think it's always better to have that flexibility, to have it come into general revenue, and then let the governor present a budget and the legislature act upon that budget each year to put the money where the most need is.
Still, Tomlin says should the House approve the $1 tax increase, he, quote, probably could sign it. His main reason? Because the state is strapped for cash. Tomlin's other revenue-generating proposals, including a tax on cell phones and landlines, have not moved in either chamber. He says without those dollars, both the 2016 and 2017 budgets could be in trouble.
If they do not move the bills fairly quickly, we may run into even deeper cuts in this current fiscal year because part of my plan was to get the bills passed, have them made effective by March 1st. That's quickly approaching here. That way the money can start coming in to backfill this year's budget as well as flow into what I've proposed for 17.
Lawmakers have approved some measures to aid the 2016 budget year, which ends in June, including dedicating monies from the coal and natural gas severance taxes that would pay off the state's workers' compensation debt to balancing the budget. For the 2017 fiscal year, Tomlin's budget officials are predicting lawmakers will have to fill a $46 million budget hole. The Senate bill now moves on to the House. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.